Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Young people with physical, developmental, and intellectual disabilities often face obstacles to mainstreaming. Today we're talking about a program to teach skills to high schoolers that will help them find employment after graduation. It's called Project Search, and it's managed by Easter Seals, a national organization that provides services to disabled people of all ages. Yesterday, I spoke with representatives of Easter Seals Midwest. Jane Skinner is Director of Pre-Employment Services. She brought Project Search to the state of Missouri. Jackie Jefferson is the manager of Project Search here. And Robert Hawker is a Project Search graduate who now works at Lumiere Hotel Casino in St. Louis. I asked Jane Skinner for a brief overview of Project Search.
Project Search is an international training program for young adults with developmental disabilities, and it's focused on partnering with a local business that will offer internships to the young adults to complete over the course of approximately 9 months.
And it's a national operation, actually. From my understanding is that there are like 500 of these project operations going on?
That is true. Project Search is actually international. They are in over 40 states, 5 countries, and they have over 500 sites.
Jackie, what's going on in St. Louis?
Oh, we have lots going on here in St. Louis. We are fortunate in that we have about 4 sites at this present time. We have 2 transition programs that we call them. They actually focus with young adults between the ages of 18 and 21. The first location is right here down in our home base of St. Louis, Missouri at the John Cochran Medical Center. And our second location is in St. Charles at Embassy Suites Hotel, St. Louis.
And how many young people are you working with at any given time?
At any given time, each program has up to 10 individuals. And so there's 10 individuals, and we also have 4 staff working with those individuals as well.
Right. So. And I guess one of the former members of the Project Search plan was our friend Robert right here.
Absolutely. Robert Hawker, definitely one of our former graduates. He excelled in the program, and I guess he'll want to tell us about it.
That's what I'm going to ask him. Tell us about your involvement, Robert.
I think that I was very involved into the program. I really enjoy getting to volunteer at the VA Medical Center, and I also made a lot of friends when I was at Project Search, too.
And what are you doing now?
Right now, I am a bell attendant.
A bellman?
Yep, at Lumiere Hotel.
And what kind of a life is that for you now?
I think it's a great life because I have a lot of friends at work, and I make lots of money. Not lots of money, but I make some money.
And what do you think life would have been like for you had you not gone through this whole exercise?
I don't think I would have had as much friends, and I also think I wouldn't have a job right now.
Because?
Because Project Search helped me get a job.
Right. Let me come back to you, Jane, if I may, and get some sense of exactly what goes on during these 9 months that these young people are involved.
Okay.
What is happening?
We partner with a business as well as the local school district. So at the VA, the St. Louis VA Medical Healthcare Center, we are partnering with the St. Louis Public Schools. And they are helping us to select individuals who will participate in the program. So we go through our process of selection. And as Jackie mentioned, we select approximately 10 individuals to participate. Instead of going to their high school, this occurs their last year of high school. Instead of going to their home school, they will actually spend all of their time at the business that we're partnering with. So in this case, the St. Louis VA healthcare system. And they will spend their time there performing internships. The goal is for them to complete 3 10-week internships during that school year. They do have some classroom time. The program in the beginning of the year, we spend about 3 to 4 weeks in the classroom working on employability skills and learning about the business host site. And once the program starts, they are in individualized internships. So they're individually working with departments throughout the medical center. And we work to match those opportunities. So during that time when they're starting in the program, their instructor and their job coaches get to know about them, find out what their skills and interests are, and work to match those to the needs of the business. Mm-hmm. So we have internships that we choose from.
Jackie, I know that this is in their last year of high school, right?
Absolutely.
What is happening then to their high school education? It seems like, while this is important, that they're losing something.
No, not necessarily. So we work one-on-one with the St. Louis Public School Systems and have a team there to help organize some of their last year activities and align with the schedule of Project Search, such as their, of course, their graduation, but their rehearsal ceremonies, any additional testing that they may need to take. We also do events as well to help keep them connected to the school. And, of course, they have friends there, too. Mm-hmm. So we really try to partner with our St. Louis Public School Systems to ensure that this year is a very full and well-rounded year for the student. We know it's their last year. I remember it being my senior year some time ago. And so we do have that in mind.
Tell me about the process of matching the people and their skills, and then ultimately with a prospective employer.
So each individual, they're very different. Their wants, their interests is very different. We actually do things such as an interest inventory profile. We actually take into consideration the actual internship rotation itself, kind of what they like, what they didn't like, their hobbies, their chores, what they're doing. So it's really a comprehensive approach when we're developing the internship sites and the rotations as well. But it's really, really centered on that individual.
And who are the people who are making these determinations?
Well, that's a great team that we have. Yeah. We have two of our advisors. We have our site instructor. We have myself. We have an executive committee. We have vocational rehabilitation as well. We have individuals in this particular case for Robert, individuals from the St. Louis public school system as well. So it's a whole entire team really banded around this individual so that we can get the best outcome.
Robert, tell me about your experience in working with the people who have helped you put you where you are today.
It was a very good relationship. I think that I did a very good job cooperating with them, and I'd like to see them again one day.
Well, don't you think you will?
I do.
Well, I hope you do.
Thank you.
I'm sure it's an important relationship. Jay, let me come back to you with it was a question that I asked Robert earlier. The people that you are helping during transition to this this new life of theirs, what would happen to them if they weren't going through a program like this?
A lot of times individuals with disabilities in the school system, when they graduate, they'll transition into programs such as working with the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. What Project Search offers, though, is a training protocol that allows them to learn skills that give them what they need to be employed someday. So Project Search has a really good success rate. Nationwide, they have approximately 70% of interns in the program gain competitive employment after they graduate. So it has really good outcomes. So basically, individuals would have programs to tap into, but the intensity and what Project Search offers, the real world work experience, being in a real business, working side by side with actual employees, that experience really prepares them for the working world.
The working world is sometimes not kind to people who have disabilities. How do you deal with that?
One of the things that we do when we start a program is to provide awareness, disability awareness training to the employees that are there. A lot of it has to do with awareness and just having an understanding of disability. So we do our best to prepare the groups and the individuals that are going to be working with our interns so they have somewhat of a reference point to work from. We do select businesses that have a focus on diversity and including individuals with disabilities in their workforce.
Jackie, talk to me about working with employers and potential employers. I watched a film, you're probably familiar with it online, with regard to Project Search. Mm-hmm. And the employers that were spoken to in the film say that this is an untapped resource.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really believe it's an untapped resource. And just to build on Jane's point, you know, we are looking to partner with businesses that also align with our mission of our organization as well as their efforts. I think what my experience has been going out and talking to these businesses and educating them, not only from a standpoint of an inclusionary standpoint, but also tapping in from the business aspect as well. We bring top-of-the-line talent. Talent nowadays is very hard to find. We have a pool of individuals that they've attended an intense 9-month workforce training program. And so when I'm out talking to businesses, those are some of the points or the sticking points or the hitting points, so to speak, that really business acclimate to. They, you know, a business want to know their ROI, what's the return on investment, et cetera. And so we are here presenting individuals with disabilities. They're just as capable. They have just as many skills, and it's just a matter of educating those particular businesses.
So I gather that part of your job is contacting businesses and say, we can provide you help. Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't know if we mentioned this before, but just as a did you know moment, the statistics as it relates to individuals being employed. So individuals without disabilities, they have a more higher percentage. There are 70% of them are employed versus a 20% for persons with disabilities. So what that tells us as an organization and as a society, we have some work to do. We want to integrate these individuals into society. They want good jobs, houses, you know, opportunities, just as anybody else.
There are other issues that have to be dealt with in many cases, and that mm-hmm. housing, accessibility of access to the workplace and that sort of thing. And that's mm-hmm. something that has to be factored in, I suppose.
Absolutely. Again, we have an amazing team of individuals and resources and funding partners that we work with. We have the DDR that we work with. We work with DMH. These are all groups that serve as resources that we can tap into to help our individuals as it relates to housing and other types of resources that they may need.
What sort of staff do you have, Jane?
Each of our programs provides up to 2 individuals. We call them employment advisors, mm-hmm. and they basically work with job coaching our interns when they're on the job sites to learn the skills to do the job. They also work with them on their soft skills, and they also help them find a job when the program ends. So our ultimate goal with this program is employment, and we will work with someone until they get a job.
What about follow-up? I mean, once they get that job, are you kind of done with each other, or is there...
Not at
continuing.
All.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we provide long-term follow-along supports. It is actually funded by the St. Louis Office of Developmental Disability Resources, and we help the individuals as much as they need us, you know, whatever that may be. But we will follow them for a lifetime if needed.
Yeah.
That's comforting, Robert, to you, I'm sure, to know that you've got that sort of backup, right?
Yes, it is very comforting.
Tell me about your experiences with the VA when you were interning there.
I think my experiences were very good. I got lots of experience. I learned how to use a centrifuge machine. I also learned how to sterilize beds. And I also learned how to sterilize wheelchairs, too.
How well have you gotten along with the people that you've been working with?
I've gotten along great with the people I've been working with. They're all my friends. And I like them a lot.
Do they give you the sense, make you feel like you're different somehow? Or are they very accepting of you as a colleague?
They're very accepting of me as a colleague.
Yeah. And how about your job now as a bellhop at Lemire?
It's a pretty great job.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I mean, you get some tips, and You have a lot of friends there. You get to meet a lot of new people from, like, all over the place.
And what exactly do you do? I have a vision of a bellhop as someone who carries suitcases.
I do carry suitcases.
And what else?
I also bring down luggage carts when they're done being used. And I also answer people's questions for them. And sometimes I help people find things.
And getting back and forth to work, is that as difficult for you?
No, it is not difficult.
How do you do it?
I use CallRide.
CallRide?
Yep, CallRide.
Uh-huh. And do you live alone? Do you live with family? What is your living situation?
I live with my dad.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure he's very, very proud of having a son that's keeping busy and earning money.
I think he is.
Jackie, is Robert typical?
Yes, absolutely. He's typical, but he's his own individual, just as the rest of them. They're their own individual with their own individual needs, their own individual personality. But again, we want to showcase the talent of these individuals that we serve and, you know, partner with these businesses to help them meet. They have a need. We have a need, too.
Give me some sense of the feedback that you've been getting over the over time from these employers.
Well, I guess I can probably use Robert here as an example. You know, what happens when these individuals are placed and they start to soar in their particular roles, more than often those hiring managers are tapping our phones and wanting more individuals. Just recently, probably about 3 weeks ago, Lumiere talked to them down there, follow up with them all the time, and they said, hey, do you have anybody else that we can hire? And I'm like, yes, most certainly we mm-hmm. most certainly do. So
that's the best, Jane, the best kind of endorsement you can get, isn't it, when you have people react to it that way?
That's right. The actual hands-on experience of working with the individuals that we work with, getting to know their skill set, realizing that they bring a lot of good qualities to the workplace. Attendance and longevity on the job are a couple of things that come to mind, and they see that. They see the dedication. And they want more.
Yeah. So. How long has this been going on here in St. Louis?
We have had Easter Seals Midwest is our agency, and mm-hmm. we have had a site in St. Charles County since 2010. And our site at the VA hospital began in 2013. Mm-hmm. And we are currently expanding into mm-hmm. the young adult realm mm-hmm. Because there's still a need for individuals who left high school and haven't had the same great opportunity to learn skills through an internship. So we just started a project at Centene Corporation for young adults, and we're looking to begin a program with the City of St. Louis, and our partner is the St. Louis Area Training and Employment.
Right. Are there any numbers? How many people have you found work for in the time that you've been around?
We have a success rate. Approximately 65% of the individuals that we've served have gained employment. I don't have that number handy, but I would approximate about 40 to 50 people that we've served over time.
You could probably use more prospective employers, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Do you have enough to meet the current need?
We are always wanting employers for not only Project Search, but we're going to be forming a business roundtable, which is very, very key to us getting access to those particular employers and them getting access to this talent. So not only are we looking to formulate the partnerships with Project Search, but there's other supporting mechanisms that these businesses most certainly can come aboard.
Jane, can they become people who are interested in becoming involved? I suppose could do that through a website?
Actually, they could reach out to Easter Seals Midwest, and we could connect them because, as Jackie mentioned, there's a multitude of ways that we can partner with businesses. So Project Search, every year we host a talent fair, and we invite area businesses in the community to come and interview, perform mock interviews with our interns. So we have those types of opportunities. Job shadowing opportunities are needed, individualized internships, as well as jobs. So
all of this on your Easter Seals Midwest website, people can access.
Yeah, we have
that.
A contact us option on the website.
We will put a link to that website
okay,
on
great.
Ours at stlpublicradio.org. Robert, do you have any advice for people who would like to be, maybe could become involved in a project like this?
I think they should. It's a very good project. It helps a lot of people, and I think it's a good idea.
Jackie, do you have a final thought that you would like to leave with our audience?
Well, my final thought to our audience would be to I would want them to call us, and I'm actually going to put our number out there, my number directly, to give us a call. You can go to the website, but I like human interaction, and my number is 314-327-2456. They can get all the information that they need. We are looking for partners, and we most certainly welcome you at Easter Seals Midwest.
We will put that number on our website as well. Jane, final thought?
I would just like to encourage businesses to be open to considering the individuals that we serve who have great skills to be great employees.
Right. Well, it sounds like a great project. And thank you all so much, Jackie,
thank
Robert,
you.
And Jane,
thank
for
you.
Being with us.
Thank
great
you.
Talking to you and continued success. I hope you get a lot of business as a result of this conversation.
Hope so,
You're
too.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jane Skinner and Jackie Jefferson of Easter Seals Midwest Project Search Program. They were joined by Robert Hawker, a Project Search alumnus. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.